Your tea is filtered as it's being made. So for every good reason, these finer tea balls outsell all other kinds. Your grocer has boxes of 8, 16, 48, and 100. Ask him for Tenderleaf brand tea balls.
It isn't the Mean Widow Kitty, Kitty.
The makers of Tenderleaf and Shepherd Cheese present the Fred Allen Show with Fred's guests, Miss Gracie Fields, Portland Hoffa, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and Kenny Delmar. Ladies and gentlemen, in this week's Look magazine, there are four pages of pictures of a famous radio comedian and his cast. We bring you now a man who has been thumbing his copy incessantly. And here he is with a dirty look, Fred Allen. Oh.
Thank you. I think we have an old Perry Como audience left over in here tonight. Thank you, and I haven't heard whistling in here since the night the man lost his dog. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Kenny, I'm certainly glad that you mentioned those pictures in Look magazine. Allen's Alley is certainly getting famous, isn't it?
Fame is fleeting, though, Fred. Where will this week's Look magazine be 20 years from today?
In some dentist's waiting room, Kenny. I can see it now, buried under a pile of National Geographic, the Alley of Dogs. 20 years from now, people will be saying, who is...
Mr. Allen!
Right, Portland. Well, you're late tonight, Portland. Kenny had to take your place and start the program.
Oh, I was out helping Mama.
Yeah?
She's looking for part-time work.
Is your mother's looking for a job?
She has so much time on her hands.
Time? How come?
Well, every month, Mama reads the book of the month in 10 days.
Oh, and every month then?
Mama has 20 days left over.
Well, I never thought of it that way. There must be millions of people sitting around the country with 20 days left over. has she had any offers?
One company wanted Mama to sell California sun lamps.
What is a California sun lamp?
You turn it on, and instead of sun...
Yeah?
It squirts water all over you.
Well, say, they say it rains so much out in California this winter, the sun-kissed orange people are now in the sponge business. I have an alternate joke here, in case that one didn't come. Fortunately, I put a spare on here. Yes, sir, it rained so much, everything was flooded in California. Two families were living on George Raft. Well, I really didn't need the second joke. I didn't need the first one, as a matter of fact.
Mama...
You can find that writer in the hall, tell him he's through with you.
Mama had another job.
Doing what?
Cashier for Frank Sinatra.
Cashier for Frank Sinatra?
Mm-hmm. Before he sings... Frankie gives the people in the audience money.
Why?
If Frankie sends them...
Yeah?
They'll have their fares back.
You have no alternate with that, have you? I can see the trend. You've got to come to the microphone with two jokes because nothing happening twice is protection, you know. Then you're sure. This way with one joke, you don't know. Well, your mother has had some great jobs offered to her, hasn't she?
Oh, one store wanted Mama to fix typewriters.
Fixed typewriters? Was the salary good?
It was portable to portable pay.
Oh, fine. Well, what's new? I think there's a seal in the back there. I definitely hear wet slapping as we... Tell me, what's... Tell me, what's new this week, Portland? Say, what's new? Winchell hasn't been on tonight yet. Why don't you scoop him?
That would make a good joke.
What?
If somebody invented a fountain pen that wrote underwater.
wrote underwater. That's good, but what's new? Don't change the subject.
Well, in England, people are eating whale meat.
Gosh, when you eat a whale, I wonder where you put the bones.
It's the same as chicken.
Eating whale is the same as chicken?
You put the bones at the side of your plate.
Oh, you do, really? I'm glad to know that, in case a whale crops up on a dollar dinner sometime. I saw, too, the way things are going, that can happen shortly. I saw two guys eating whale meat one time, Portland. Two guys eating whale meat. They were using pool cues for toothpicks.
Oh, well, I don't know much about whales.
Well, you really don't? That is a frank confession. Well, you should read that book on whales, Forever Ambergris. And speaking of whales, I think I'll blow to Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, last week, a famous writer of mystery stories said that detective stories and whodunits are in danger of getting played out. And so our question is, do you think mystery stories are on their last legs?
Shall we go?
As the pilot said to the wild blue yonder, off we go. Ah, what a night in Allen's Alley, Portland. I guess the senator has company. A big swamp lizard just looked out of the parlor window and waved a claw at me. Well, let's knock.
Somebody, I see somebody wham my country seat.
Well, yes, Senator.
Claghorn's the name. Senator Claghorn, that is.
Well, I know
you. I'm busy, son. The new Senate's getting together.
Well, did you have any trouble getting back in the Senate, Senator?
Well, it was a little rumpus. I was finally cussed in.
You were... You mean sworn in.
Son, when I got to the door of the Senate...
Yes?
There was plenty of cussing.
Well, what's going on in the Senate?
Harry dropped in last week and read us boys a message.
Say, I saw that.
Harry wants the Democrats and the Republicans to join hands. I'm for it.
Well, good.
When they join hands, they better keep holding hands.
You mean the Democrats and Republicans?
If they ever let go, it'll be a wing ding, son.
Well, tell me, Senator, what about the future of these mystery books?
I know a bestseller when I see one, son.
Really?
I got the bestseller in the South. I got 200 jugs of corn and 3 tons of mint down
there.
Wait a minute.
No, wait. You don't understand. The bestseller I mean is a book.
I know. I'm too fast for you, son.
Yeah?
I caught you with your back fat cooking and no greens to go with it.
Now, wait.
I'm just as sharp as a busybody's nose.
Now, wait a minute.
Admit it, son. You're the last straw. Sucker, that is.
Now, wait a minute. Enough is enough. Never mind that, Senator. What about these mysteries?
Down south, we have a mystery that's been going on for years.
What is it?
Every night as the clock chimes 12, we have a ghoul who appears with a gun.
Yeah?
He shoots a volley of shots and disappears.
The ghoul is a he?
It's the spirit of John Wilkes Booth.
Well, what is he shooting at?
The Lincoln Highway.
But go on. Well, the senator's wound up like a 10-cent ball of twine. Let's see what Mr. Moody is up to.
Howdy, bub.
Well, I see you have your ear laps on, Mr. Moody.
Yeah, it's been cold, bub. Yesterday was a ring-tail dick nailer.
Really?
It was so cold, I looked out into the yard.
Yeah?
There was two bears sliding up and down a tree trying to keep the hides warm.
It must have been freezing.
I see a hen. Before she could sit down to lay an egg, she had to turn around and blow on the nest.
Well, tell me, Mr. Moody, how do you feel about mystery stories?
Oh, I don't read much. I got to save my eyes.
Save your eyes?
For milking.
Oh.
I got to keep... Got to keep my eyes going in four directions. I can't afford to blink.
No, I can't. Milking keeps you pretty busy.
Well, I got my hands full.
Well, tell me, don't you read at all?
Why, when I was a boy, I read a sign on a barn one time. It said Lydia something.
I see.
Another time I read a book.
Really?
Yep. There was a story to it. It was called Dud Dean and His Dad in Duluth.
And that's all, huh?
Well, this year I read the new Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Fine.
I was up all night.
Reading the catalog?